Chapter 1. Rewind. You're going to Hollywood! I made it. I could be the next American Idol. Suddenly, I'm on stage in Hollywood. The excitement and tension in the air is palpable. The audience cheers are so loud, the noise is deafening. I've never been so excited and nervous in my life. And the next American Idol is... It was the longest pause ever. Ella Jackson, you are the next American Idol. Before I knew it, I'm recording my debut album in a studio. I have a manager, a publicist, a personal assistant, all making sure that my career stays on track. The track being the well-oiled American Idol machinery. My album is released. 500,000 copies are sold within the first week of its release date. A total of 3 million copies are sold within 3 months. Next, I'm on stage at the Grammy Awards, winning my first Grammy for Album of the Year. It was so surreal, I was at a loss for words. Then I woke up. It was all a dream. No, wait, it wasn't. As I sat up in bed, I saw the Grammy sitting, covered in dust, on a shelf. Next to the Grammy was a framed photograph of the judges from American Idol and me, standing on stage right after I had won. On my bedside table lay the CD that won me the Grammy. Instead of feeling happiness and pride, I could only feel sadness and grief as my eyes darted from one possession to another. These items were all that remained from my hard work of the last 3 years of my life. All the money I'd earned was gone. My manager had strongly suggested I invest my money. I trusted him when he told me to invest in a new company that was building schools and educating children in Africa. I decided to invest all of my earnings. But the company never really existed. Suddenly, it was as if I never existed. My manager disappeared. Sales of my CD fizzled, and the money stopped coming in. I was broke by the age of 26. Even my publicist and personal assistant moved on to focus their attention on the next American Idol. It was as if somebody had pulled the plug on the machine. Then I remembered. Today was the day I leave for home. Chicago. I sighed. Guess I better start packing. Like there's much to pack anyway, I thought to myself, looking at my few possessions around my cramped studio apartment. I packed my clothes, the CD, the framed photograph, and the dusty Grammy into a small duffel bag. That didn't take long. I walked a few feet over to my small kitchenette and looked in the refrigerator for breakfast. A Starbucks cappuccino left over from the day before. I took my plane ticket out and read over the departure time and flight information. One-way ticket to Chicago. Sweet home Chicago, I said to myself, taking a sip of the cold cappuccino. I was born in Chicago and lived there all my life until American Idol happened for me. I remembered all the musicians that I used to hang out with and sing with. I remembered my mother, who still lived there. It felt like another lifetime. When I got to LAX, I remembered the last time I was there. It was 3 years ago, and I arrived when I was a finalist on American Idol. This time, the feeling was not excitement. It felt more like defeat. I boarded the plane, which was almost full. I found an empty seat next to a woman who looked to be in her early 30s. She was reading a book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. As I settled into my seat, she looked at me curiously and asked, "Are you Ella Jackson from American Idol?" "Yes, ma'am, I am," replied, trying to keep an upbeat tone. "I thought you looked familiar. Me and my sisters watch you on TV all the time. We really like your singing, even if it was on American Idol. But we were so glad when you won. You seem to have something in your voice that the other singers didn't. Like you could really feel the words you were singing." "Thank you very much. I've always loved to sing." I paused. "But it takes more than just being a great singer." My voice trailed off. "I know what you mean. My name is Lena, by the way. Nice to meet you, Lena." The plane began to push back, taxi, and prepare for to take off. Soon, we were in the sky, and I bade a silent goodbye to L.A. As the plane touched down at Chicago O'Hare Airport, Lena turned to me and said, "So I also sing. I just love it. It's just for a local group, but we're all in it for the love of music. Maybe we can get together sometime. She handed me a business card.